Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about, is going to build off of Mishnah Beis, where we had just said in the Mishnah Beis that you can make the post as far away from the well as you want, as long as you're cognizant of not leaving too much airspace in between the posts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Beis HaSayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a limit of how large a space you can leave. You can surround by the posts. It can only be up until the Beis HaSayim. Beis HaSayim is 50 amos by 100 amos. A Beis Sa'ah is 50 by 50. So if you put two Beis Sa'ahs next to each other, it's 50 by 100 amos. So that means 5,000 square amos. If you're trying to enclose an area of larger than 5,000 square amos, then you better have real mechitzos. Then you cannot let it rely on pasei biraos. The Mishnah tells us, Amr lo, so the Chum say to Rabbi Yehuda, lo Amr Beis HaSayim, el Gino le Karpef. This din of Beis HaSayim is only with about a Gino or a Karpef, a garden or a Karpef, which are places that people do not live in inside those areas. People don't do normal living activities inside those areas. Because Mita Oraisa, if a space is enclosed, no matter how big it is, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, the Rabbanan said that if you have a large space that's a karpef, that's not, that no one does any normal living things there, people might confuse it for a shus harabim, and therefore they said that even if it's enclosed, if it's not a place that's meant for living, you're not allowed to carry in there if it's too big, if it's bigger than Beis Sasayim. So They therefore, what is it? We treat it like a Carmelis. We don't treat it like Rosh Hashanah. That's where we have a din of Beis HaSayim, where you have something that's not being used for any living purposes. Avalim haya deer, o sachar, o mukza, o chotzer. But if you have a deer where animals live, or a sachar where also where animals live, but more inside the town, you know, or a backyard or a courtyard, a chotzer where people do all sorts of things, those are normal places that that people do everyday kinds of activities in. So then, afilu beis chamish is kurim, afilu beis aser is kurim mutter. And I don't care how big it is. It could be 150 beis saz, it could be 300 beis saz. You're allowed to carry in there because it's residential. And therefore, when it comes to the area around a well, that's also considered to be a place where people live because people are drawing water to feed their animals. That's a normal, everyday living kind of thing. Umutter lahar chikol. And therefore, you can make it as big as you want. But like we said in the previous Mishnah, as long as you're careful to make sure that there are enough pasin, that there are enough boards, so that the gaps in between the boards do not exceed either 10 amos or 13 and a third amos, depending which shita you're going to follow. So now Mishnah Dalet brings a machlokas, whether you're allowed to carry in the Pase Biraos, even if there's a Derech Rosh HaSarabim that goes right through the Pase Biraos. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech HaRabim Mafsakosan, if you have a Derech HaRabim that goes right in between the Pase Biraos, right in between these posts, so then the Mechitzos aren't going to be valid. Yisal Kenel Tzadin, you should divert the road to the side so that the area doesn't have any Derech HaRabim. V'cham Ram Meinot Tzarchem, say, nah, it's fine. It doesn't make the Pasi Biraos problematic. They're still perfectly kosher. Meaning the Rabbanan allow carrying in an area that has Pasi Biraos for the sake of people who are traveling to be Ola L'Regel, to be able to give water for their animals. So it's only kosher as long as the it's still providing water. If the well dries up, then these types of mechitzos are going to be invalid. So now the next part of the Mishnah discusses how we address the concern that it might dry up, and then these Pasei Biraos are going to be invalid. Echad bar harabim ube'er harabim ube'er hayachid oslen pasin. Whether it's a public bar, or it's a public be'er, or it's a bar is a water hole where rainwater goes, a be'er is a well where natural water comes, or whether it's a be'er hayachid, either in any of those cases you're allowed to make pasin. Aval bar hayachid oslen mechitz kevas artfachim. But if you want to get water from a private water hole, then you have to meaning where rain gathers, then you need a regular, real, normal mechitza, because pasi biros do not work with a bor hayachid, because there are two problems. It's more likely to dry up if it relies on rainwater, and the second problem is that since it belongs to a yachid, not so many people use it. So if it does dry up, there aren't going to be enough people to remind everybody that, hey, you're not allowed to carry here anymore because it's dried up. So since you have two strikes against you, the Rabbanan said that you're not allowed to carry in a pasi biros of that kind. Div Rabbi Akiva, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Einos and Pasin Ella Lebe'er HaRabban Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, it's not that you need two strikes against you for it to be a problem. You need two factors working in your favor in order for it to be mutter. It needs to be a place that belongs to a rabbim so that there will be plenty of people to remind you if it does dry up. And it needs to be the kind of thing that relies on natural spring water, which is unlikely to dry up. But any other water source, whether it be a bar hayachid, or a be'er ha-rabim, so in any of the or bar ha-rabim rather, in any of those other cases, you're not going to be allowed to rely on pasin. You're going to need to have a real legitimate mechitza. So to summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda says the area that you're allowed to enclose up in, for pasi, with pasi b'ros is only up until the size of a beis ha-sayim, but the Chacham disagreed. They said beis ha-sayim is only when something is not used for normal residential purposes, but pasi biros is a normal residential purpose, and therefore it could be however big you want it to be, as long as you make sure that you don't leave gaps of more than 10 amos or 13 and a third amos. Then Mishnah Dalet, first we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a derech harabim can pass through the pasi biraos, and then we had a machlokas, what kinds of boros and water holes can be kashered by a pasi biraos, can be surrounded by a pasi biraos. So the Tanakhama held anything except for that which has two strikes against it, namely a bar hayachid, and Rabbi Dambava said only that which has two factors in its favor, meaning only a be'er harabim. And again, the two factors are how many people are going to be around to remind you, so whether it belongs to a rabbim or a yachid, and the other factor is whether it's a natural spring water, which is unlikely to dry up, or gathering rainwater, which is much more likely to dry up. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.